This podcast was made using Anchor. Do you want to make your own podcast? Download the Anchor mobile app for free or visit anchor.fm to make your own podcast on Spotify. In 3, 2, 1. Hey, it's me, Frances, just a typical girl who's not afraid to risk. I have a lot of things to share, and to be honest with you, this isn't a smooth ride. But one thing's for sure, it's going to be worth it. Everybody, welcome to my 9th episode of Ha Frances Podcast. If you're new here, hello, I'm Frances from ML48 and thank you so much for stopping by my safe place today. You are very welcome to hear my love. And if you're new here, hi, I'm Frances, nice to meet you. And in here, we just talk about my life, my experiences, my thoughts, my feelings, you know, anything to motivate and encourage you. And in here, we're just gonna be real to each other, and right now I just want to be with you. So kumusta, I missed you so much and I am so glad because I get to talk to you again. Medyo matagal din before I nasundan yung 8th episode, no? And yeah, sobra happy ko talaga today and sana ikaw din. So how are you? How's my love? Sana sobrang okay mo and sana sobrang okay din ang mental health mo. Sana lahat ng mga ginagawa mo ngayon is okay. And kung meron ka mang gagawin today, kaya mo yan. I believe in you and huwag ka masyadong ma-pressure sa life. Chill lang. Chill ka lang, okay? Ngayon, mag-chill lang tayo. Kasi sa episode na to, I'm just going to be sharing to you guys the dreams I had before that were so weird. As in, sobrang weird nila and unusual. And by the way, kung meron ka mang maririnig anytime now ng mga weird sounds, I'm very sorry kasi I just moved into a new place. So it's quite hard for me to find that perfect quiet space to talk to you guys. So yeah, and in case no one has told you this, I am so, so, so proud of you. I believe in you. I believe in your potential and everything that you can do. And kaya mo yan. Kaya mo tong buhay na to. And if you're feeling not at your best today, I want you to know that it's okay. It's okay to not be okay. I always tell this naman to like every episode sa podcast ko that it's okay to not be okay, but don't let it overcome you. So yeah, let's start with our episode na. So the freaky thing about my dreams is when I realized that they were created by my mind, diba? And everything I was afraid of happened sa dream ko. And you know, pag sobrang pagod na, 'di ba, sleep na lang talaga escape mo from the world. Pero minsan sa sobrang takot mo na sa mga dreams mo, minsan ayaw mo na din matulog. So wala ka na talaga magagawa. It's either you sleep or you don't sleep. And yeah, ang weird ng mga dreams ko talaga. And minsan hindi na talaga sila nakakatuwa because most of my dreams are, again, super weird. Wala talaga siyang kabuhay-buhay. And yeah, hindi talaga sila nakakatuwa. So trigger warning lang, these are super unusual dreams and you may not like it, but these are the only few ones kasi na are still instilled in my heart, mind, and soul. And these are the only few dreams I still remember. And wala talagang magagandang mga dreams sa akin. Okay, guys? So, trigger warning lang. So, my first dream na I remembered, eto chill lang to na dream. Because, nasa classroom kaming lahat. Mind you, guys, I am telling this to you guys while remembering the dream. So, medyo shaky tayo ngayon. But it's okay. We can do it. So, yung first dream nga natin is, I was in a room full of students. Tapos, alam niyo yung lucid dream? Sabi nila, yung lucid dream daw is a dream where you can control your dream. So, eto, sa sobrang ayokong gumawa ng anything, sa sobrang ayokong gumawa ng assignment or any activities, I stopped dreaming. Talagang sabi ko sa isipan ko, okay, I'm gonna wake up na. Kasi binigyan na kami ng professor ko ng assignment. Eh, ayokong gumawa ng assignment. So, yeah, I woke up. The next dream I had, di ba guys, sobrang weird and sobrang unusual. I guess it's because I'm a weird person. Well, I don't know. Okay, so the next dream I had is, eto sobrang scary. Meron daw mga hindi okay na mga tao. I mean, bad people. You know, bad people. Tapos, para siyang nasa movie. Para akong nasa movie, tapos sinahabol ako ng mga bad people na mayroong mga guns and everything. Tapos, uso pa kasi nung time na yon. Alam niyo yung time na may nagka-issue na kinukuhanan ng mga body parts yung mga bata, ganun. Eh sobrang paranoid ako nung time na yon talaga pag yung, 'di ba, uso din nung time na yon yung mga puting van, 'di ba? Kaya siguro naka-dream ako ng ganito kasi sa sobrang iniisip ko talaga palagi yung mga bata, yung mga nakikidnap, 'di ba? Kaya nung time na 'to, yung sa dream ko, hinahabol ako tapos parang tinatry ko talaga na hindi nila ako makita, yung mga bad people hindi nila ako makita. Pero etong doctor na 'to, meron palang doctor. Tapos parang sabi ko sa kanya, "You can't take anything from you. You can't take a body part sa akin because I have a problem sa katawan ko. Meron akong sakit, ganyan." Yun yung palusot ko sa dream ko. Pero, ayun nga. So, sabi niya, "It's okay. I can take your ears." Parang gumanon siya na hindi, wala naman yung problema yung ibang body parts mo. So, okay na yan. So, parang ako, parang, what? Hindi ka pa dadala sa palusot ko, ha? Pero yun nga, parang sobrang weird niya talaga. And as in, sobrang takot talaga ako, I swear. As in, sobrang takot talaga ako sa mga ganung mga bagay. And na-dream ko. So, every fear I had, parang dun nabuho sa dream na yun. Kasi ayoko talaga sa mga kumukuha ng mga body parts, ng mga nagkikidnap, parang ganun. Tapos, as in, na-corner na talaga ako sa dream na yun, na parang, okay, wala na talaga akong magagawa. They must take something from me. So, yun yung second dream ko na I can always remember. Tapos, kitang-kita ko pa yung face ng doctor. Kasi, parang nasabi kasi yun, nung, eto ha, ano na ako neto, I'm physically alive. I mean, wala na ako sa dream ko. I'm alive pa din naman ako pag nakatulog ako. Pero, I'm physically aware na sa surroundings ko, ganyan. Tapos, parang sinabi ng, parang may narinig ako na syempre, diba, paano makukuha yung liver ng bata pag syempre, so syempre, meron talagang special na tao na kumukuha doon. Parang merong hinahire yata yung mga kidnappers na kukuha talaga ng mga body parts. You know, it's so weird and I really hate that dream of mine. But, yeah, shinare ko lang sa inyo because eto nga yung topic natin, di ba? Okay, tapos yung next natin is, di ba nga, alam nyo naman, I've always been open about this and you know guys na kung nakinig kayo sa Light Up the Darkness ko na episode ko, I've talked about me being in a broken family and yun yung dad ko, 'di ba? We're not together right now and he's not part of the family anymore, my biological dad, I mean. And sa dream ko na to, parang merong man na kasing tangkad niya, like, ka-face niya, ganyan-ganyan. Tapos, kahit saan nakikita ko siya. Like, whenever I try to ako kasi, pag meron akong dream, nakokontrol ko talaga siya. So, whenever I don't like this place, I try to change the scenery, you know, the venue, ganyan. Tapos, whenever I change the scenes, talagang andun pa din siya. Tapos, he's just staring at me from a distance. And, wala lang, sobrang weird talaga. Cause, like, he's trying to chase me, parang ganun. And, yun talaga yung dream ko. I really don't like to, you know, see someone I've lost na. So, yeah, yun yung dream ko, third dream ko. And my fourth dream, eto sobrang weird, cause I just moved into a new place before, dati. Tapos, mansion to ng MNL48, and yung setup kasi ng place namin is parang bunk bed siya. So, ako nasa top bunk ako. Tapos, parang siyang totoo kasi yung mom ko naman, wala naman talaga dun kasi nasa province yung mom ko, diba? Tapos ako nasa Manila. Tapos sa dream ko, andun siya. As in like, super andun siya. Tapos she was taking care of me. Tapos, she was saying parang, tapos andun yung best friend niya, dalawa sila. Tapos nasa floor lang sila. Tapos they were talking about something na, don't tell Queen na I have this. Parang ganyan-ganyan. Tapos nalaman ko sa dream ko, mayroon sakit na yung mom ko. You know, let's knock on woods. Pero wala naman siyang, thankfully my mom naman right now is physically healthy and she's super okay. Pero sa dream ko, she had daw something bad sa health niya. And ayun, parang sabi niya sa dream niya na parang, Ate Queen, I'm sorry. Tapos bigla na lang yung soul niya, parang tumabi sana siya sa akin, parang tumabi siya sa akin. Tapos bigla siyang pumatong sa akin, tapos nawala siya. Biglang pumatong siya, tapos biglang soul na lang, yung soul niya parang pumasok sa akin. Alam niyo yun? Na-gets niyo ba ako? So, sobrang weird talaga. Tapos pag nung pumatong na siya sa akin, nung nawala na yung soul niya na lang, yung naiwan, nagising na ako. Tapos yun, umiyak ako talaga sa mom ko. Sabi ko sa kanya, you should take care, ganyan-ganyan. Kasi diba, parang sometimes you feel like your dreams are real, diba? Ayun, tapos yung next kong dream naman is about sa volcano. So, yung Pagadian City po kasi, parang steep siya na place. Tapos, sobrang, yung tricycle nga namin, unusual siya, not like any other tricycles kasi parang paano bang tawag dun? Parang kang mahuhulog pag nakasakay ka sa tricycle namin. Tapos, sa sobrang steep niya, parang nagigets kong bakit nagiging volcano yung setup ng city namin. Kasi sobrang steep niya talaga. Eh, di ba pag volcano, di ba parang triangle, ganyan-ganyan. Tapos, ayun, parang sa dream ko lang, naging volcano yung Pagadian. Like, yung buong Pagadian talaga. Tapos, merong mga fire and everything. Diba? Sobrang weird talaga. Tapos, lastly, yung pinaka-last kong dream, it's kinda about heaven. Yung setup niya parang heaven. So, eto talaga yung dream ko na pinaka hindi ko makakalimutan. And, nilast ko talaga siya. Cause, sobrang weird niya talaga, and up until today, I can still remember it, and it's all about, meron daw, nasa isang napakalaking mansion daw ako, it's vintage, so everything around me were vintage, tapos merong mga old stuff, old people also, tapos meron daw akong isang comfort room na hindi talaga ako pwedeng maligo doon, and I was pasaway sa dream ko. I mean, pasaway naman talaga ako sa real life din. Pero sa dream ko, as in, laging times two ako na pasaway. So, syempre, when everybody weren't paying attention to me na, pumunta na ako sa comfort room. Tapos, na last minute na ako naka-realize na mayroon pala akong sakit sa dream na to. So, bawal akong pumasok doon. So, pagkapasok ko, nagbiglang change yung floor. Tapos, naging lava na siya, naging fire and everything. So, parang naisip ko nun, oh my gosh, this is hell. Kasi merong mga hands, so parang naghihingi sila ng help sa akin. As in, like, hands na lang talaga sila. Tapos, merong mga skulls everywhere. Tapos, biglang may staircase pataas. Biglang may staircase. Tapos, sobrang ang light. Parang, as in, like, di ko makita talaga kung sino yung nasa taas. Kasi sobrang bright talaga ng place. As in, super bright ng place. Tapos, while the staircase were, parang, basta nung habang pataas na yung staircase, merong mga, alam niyo sa iPhone, pag yung mga messages nagpa-pop, parang ganun. So, yung parang, kunwari ako, nag-chat ako, hi, tas yung ka-chat ko, nag-reply ng hi, ganyan. Kaso, yung parang, yung setup ng chat messages is, ako, parang, yung merong nagsasabi na, will you come after me, child? Will you follow me, child? Parang ganun yung message. Tapos yung mga nagre-reply is, no. Puro no. Will you come after me, child? No. No, 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 no. Lahat. As in, like, no lahat. Tapos biglang nung ako na yung tinanong, nung pinaka-last na talaga, nung ako na yung tinanong, will you come after me, child? I said yes. Tapos biglang na lang ako nagising. And pero pag-gising ko talaga, umiiyak na ako. As in, like, super yung iyak ko talaga. And late ako nagising. So, I feel like I was really into the dream. And pagkasabi ko sa mommy ko nung time na yon, she thought it's going to be my last na. Because, diba, it's heaven. So, I really thought it was my last na. Everybody were crying and were praying about me and for me. And nung time kasi na yon talaga, sobrang grabe talaga yung faith ko kay God. And I mean, may mga days talaga na you feel like you're so far from God. And nung time na yun talaga, I was so near. I was so near Him. And so, if you're, you know, if you're an unbeliever listening to me right now, I want you to know that God's really waiting for you. I swear. As in, like, He's really waiting for you. And wala naman talagang iba siyang gusto na gawin sa atin, kundi yung i-lead tayo sa kanya. And right now, you know, it has been quite hard for me to share about Him, about my faith and everything, but I can't not share it to you guys, because it's the scariest dream I had, but it's the best. Kasi meron talagang naglahad ng kamay sa akin talaga. Tapos nagsabi talaga siya, will you come after me, child? And I was the only one who said yes. And imagine God asking you right now if you'll come after Him. Will you? After that, I really reflected sa answer ko. Alam niyo, sa dream ko, hindi ako talaga nagdalawang isip na magsabi ng, I will come after you, God. And, alam niyo yun, sobrang hirap kaya sa panahon na to na magsabi ng ganun. Kasi, when you follow God, it's really not easy. You will have super bad days. You will have a lot of challenges. There are a lot of challenges waiting for you. And, pero alam niyo yun, you have God eh. So, wala talagang magagawa yung enemy sa'yo, because you have God. And no matter the challenges are, you will remain steadfast. Because you know God's with you. And right now, I can't believe that I am talking to you right now about this, because I didn't intend to, like, share it to you guys about my God. Pero God's really amazing and God's really faithful. And if you just let him hold you, you will be at peace, seriously, forever. And I can't tell you every good thing na mabibigay or na will happen to you pag tinanggap mo si God. Pero Seriously. Seriously. Marami talagang good things. And yung lahat ng mga bad things na nangyayari, parang mawawala na. Parang hindi naman siya mawawala, pero yung focus mo hindi na sa problems. Alam niyo yun? Hindi na sa mga bad things na nangyayari, pero sa kanya. Parang ganun. Okay guys, I think I am taking so much of your time na. So, eto naman. We're done with the last dream that I have had. So, another trigger warning. Since we're already talking about dreams, I also have had experiences of having, alam niyo, sleeping paralysis. I have had that. And I've forgotten what it's like to have a normal sleeping pattern na because of that. And I'm not an expert in this area or in this field, but I experience this always whenever I am tired, whether from work man or sa school or sa trainings ganun. And I have a problem kasi with my breathing, and kaya nagkakaroon ako ng sleeping paralysis. So medyo nasanay na talaga ako sa gantong setup na pag natutulog ako, nagka-sleeping paralysis ako. And I even know how to overcome it at times na I move my toes, I try to move my toes para bumalik ako sa reality. Pero alam niyo yun, pag talaga nasa situation ka na, you feel like you're drowning and you feel like it's your last na. And it's just a similar parang experience of mine nung nagka-dream ako about heaven. Kasi feel ko talaga last ko na. Pero alam niyo yun, nung nag-dream ako, hindi pa pala tapos no sa dream ng heaven. Pero seryoso, alam niyo, nung nag-dream ako ng ganun, hindi ko naisip na last ko na. I mean, nung nasa reality na ako, nung nakagising na ako, doon na ako naka-realize na, oh my gosh, I feel like it was my last na. Pero nung nasa moment ako na yon, I was really at peace. Parang, this is my home. Parang ganun yung nasa dream ko. And, ayun nga, so here are my three experiences, top experiences ng sleeping paralysis times ko. And yung first time ko nagka-sleeping paralysis, I was sleeping, tapos yung mga tao around me, they were all awake, they were all having fun, tapos ako talaga nasa do you know banig, yung parang basta banig siya, tapos I was parang nakadilat ako, pero pagtingin pala nila sa akin, di ako nakadilat, naka-close lang yung eyes ko. Tapos, as in, sumisigaw na talaga ako sa kanila, pero hindi talaga nila ako marinig. So, parang, tapos di ako makagalaw, tapos sobrang hirap ng breathing ko. Ganun yung first time ko. And yung second time naman, I was in Siargao with my family. Tapos, my mom was, I don't know what she was doing nung time na yon, pero she's on her phone. Tapos, I was experiencing, again, sleeping paralysis. And nung time na to, parang sumisigaw ako, pero hindi rin ako marinig. Alam niyo yun, hindi talaga ako marinig. Tapos, nahihirapan na akong huminga. And bigla na lang akong nagising. Parang ganun. Pero feel ko talaga nung time na yon, as in, it was my last na. Tapos yung lastly, ito yung pinaka-recent. Andito na ako sa bagong place ko na tinitirhan ngayon. And as in, nakikita ko pa, I was with, katabi ko yung mga members, Ate Ella's on my right side and Ate Lara's on my left side. Tapos the both of them were sleeping. Tapos ako, as in, hindi talaga ako makagalaw. Tapos nahirapan na talaga akong huminga ganyan, tapos merong mga tumatawa sa ears ko, tapos parang evil talaga siya na tawa, puro lang mga tawa. And yun, dahil nga alam ko na kung paano i-overcome yung sleeping paralysis, parang tinry kong galawin yung toes ko, tapos nung nagalaw ko na yung toes ko, I was back in reality again. Pero every single time talaga I experience sleeping paralysis, I always feel like it's my last. And yeah, ayun lang yung mga experiences ko, like yung dreams ko, tapos yun lang yung experiences ko sa sleeping paralysis. And yung mga dreams talaga, they really touch my soul. And alam niyo yun, 'di ba? Ikaw din ba na natatouch talaga yung soul mo? And ang weird lang kasi yung mga nare-remember kong mga dreams are dreams na alam niyo yun, sobrang scary and unusual and weird. So I really hope you'll have the sweetest dream when you sleep, whenever you sleep, and I do hope I'll see you when I fall asleep. Kasi doon na lang tayo magkikita, alam niyo yun, kasi if the only place where I could see you is in my dreams, you know, I'd sleep forever. So, thank you so much for listening to my episode today. This is a very weird topic and naninibago ako kasi, 'di ba? Alam niyo naman yung mga episodes ko, they are always informative. Alam niyo yun, they are always inspiring, pero this time it's kind of scary and weird. And I habang sinasabi ko yung mga dreams ko, syempre para napapabalik na ako sa moment na yun, and I try to remain as calm, pero seriously while I tell you those dreams, it still scares me. So I really do hope you'll have the sweetest dream, and kung ano man yung mga dreams mo, I hope sobrang ganda nila. And I hope you never experience sleeping paralysis because it's the worst, seriously. So, thank you so much for listening up until the end. And, diba, I told you guys, magchichikahan lang talaga tayo sa episode na to. And, yeah, so, sana after this episode, maging sobrang aware ka na sa mga dreams mo, you know, and sa mga thoughts mo, kasi yung thoughts mo nakaka-affect din talaga siya sa dreams mo eh. So yeah, again, this is Frances reminding you that you are safe here, always and always. Love, Frances.